Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest. Hey.
Hey, Diana. It is Friday.
Yes, it is.
We're having a fun week here.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, we're sailing, cruising into summer.
Into summer.
Having a great time. Even our engineer, she's just busting out over there. She can barely contain herself in the studio. We're having a great time. So today's Friday. We talk about Friday faves, which if you're a Twitter person, you use hashtag FF for Friday faves.
Yes, you do.
So today, you go around the office here saying, what was something you loved doing or eating growing up that you wouldn't think of enjoying now?
Yes.
And I said, riding a bicycle, I loathe it. I was apparently in a great mood.
You were just feeling perky.
But riding
that
a bicycle, I tell you, I grew up, of course, on a bicycle. I had this really cool, blue bicycle, this mountain bike sort of thing. And it had yellow accents. It was very the rocket. It was very cool. Yeah, these days, no. Mm-hmm. And riding a bicycle does not work for me.
Yeah, I still love riding a bicycle.
I know. And I also have a fear that I'm going to get hit by a semi. I do.
What?
I have this tremendous fear. No, I do. I have a tremendous fear of riding bicycles out on the open, on the highway or anything, because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm going to get mowed down. I guess that's why I live in Amish country. The Amish are slower to mow you down.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yes. Boy. I know. Yeah, you're rubbing your head. That means we should go on.
Yeah. Jody really used to like hanging out all day at a water park, and not so much anymore.
Why not?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Maybe she just feels like she's got better things to do.
I guess so. There you go. David used to, David says he's the CEO of our company. He says he used to love starting fires and shooting firecrackers at each other.
Oh, no.
But that's not
something. But he doesn't like to do that anymore.
That's not something he'd do now. That's good to know.
Well, that's good.
A little
that's
disconcerting
good.
There.
Yes, yes.
All right. Ooh. Chris says something equally as violent. BB gun wars. He used to have BB gun wars. My goodness. This is scary.
Wow. Now, John, this is pretty calm.
Yeah, John from Tech. He says, I used to enjoy hunting with my father and little brother. I do not anymore.
Maybe it's sad.
Well, there's got to be a story there.
Yeah.
There's got to be a story.
Continued, maybe.
That's interesting. Yeah. And then Donnie at the front desk says, when I was little, I loved eating syrup and bread. Nothing else. Just those. Needless to say, nasty now.
Yeah.
Which syrup and bread, though, I guess if you...
It's like French toast.
And so then Nathan says he used to enjoy hunting as well. And but he agrees with John.
They don't do the hunting anymore.
Don't do the hunting anymore.
Well, I kind of relate mine back to Donnie's, something used to love eating.
Oh, yes. You have some weird things you used to eat. I've heard those stories.
I still like to eat some of those things.
Well, me too. My grandpa was a very strange eater. He'd be eating pie, an apple pie and onions at the same time.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Yeah, I kind of do that same sort of thing. But what do you do?
Well, what immediately comes to mind is I used to like to get a bowl of peanut butter and add chocolate chips to it and just eat that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I put peanut butter sometimes with marshmallows and put it in the microwave. And it's a little it's kind
Sounds
of like
great.
Peanut butter fudge.
Yeah.
Because it gives the sweetness and then the marshmallow creaminess. And it's kind of like fudge. And it's like a bachelor's version of
fudge.
There
you go.
Well, enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.